Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lilu Nishmas Abi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Chelmechel Zecharono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Anker Zecharono Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Bet and we are up to Perek Tezayim. We left David HaMelech rushing past Yerushalayim as he's fleeing the city from Avshalom and the great Mered, the great rebellion against him. The David Avar Me'at Me'harosh. David was a little past the top of Harazesim, right? And the people are walking with him. And Tziva, if you remember Tziva from the slave of Mephibosheth, is coming with him. And he has a pair of donkeys, chavushim, with saddles. And he knew that there were 200 loaves of bread there, and there was 100 clusters of raisins, umeakayetz, and 100 of summer fruit. In other words, the Rabag says the fruit that was dried in the summer. Rashi says it was pressed figs, and it's dried in the summer. Right? Ve'nevel yayin, and a flask of wine. Vayomer amelech al tziva ma'ilavach. So the king said, what is all this for you? Vayomer tziva chamorim lebeis amelech lerkov. He says, the donkeys are for the king's wives, says the Radak, right? To ride on, and the bread and the summer fruit are for the young people to eat, and the wine is for the people to drink when they're tired. Now, he didn't mention the raisins, so the Radak says they are included in the summer fruit. And when he asks, why have you brought all this, right? So he says, where is your master's son? Again, when he sees the unrest, so according to Mitzudas David, he says, where's Mephibosheth? He's davening that the house of Shaul HaMelech be returned. So there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in Masechta Shabbos as to whether Tziva or Mephibosheth's account was actually accurate. Rav said Mephibosheth's version was that he was left stranded, which we're going to see in a little bit, and that was the truth. And Shmuel says no, he thinks Tziva's account is true. However, Rashi assumes that Rav and Shmuel never debated the accuracy of Mephibosheth's story. The only question is, do we blame David HaMelech? Which one did David HaMelech trust? Rav argued that, according to Rashi, that David was not responsible for accepting the Lashon Hara since he found Mephibosheth in an unkempt state when he came back into Yerushalayim. So he assumed Mephibosheth wasn't happy. But the truth was the opposite. He wasn't able to clean himself up because when David HaMelech was gone, he felt terribly lost. He was Me'ochle Shulchano. And Rav says David should have investigated a little bit further, and that's the storyline over here. But the Malmum says only Tziva brought supplies to David. Why is that? And he suggests that those who left Yerushalayim were too harried to gather enough supplies, and those who stayed in Yerushalayim were supporters of Avshalom, and so therefore they didn't want to go ahead and supply David HaMelech. But, says the Malbim, Tziva was willing to risk it because he wanted to gain Mephibosheth's estate. And he could just simply say that it was Mephibosheth's fault if it wasn't convenient. So, Vayomer HaMelech L'Tziva, the king says to Tziva, Hinei lecha kol asher l'Mephibosheth. Right? So you're entitled to everything from Mephibosheth because, Mephibosheth is a rebellious individual. Later, we're going to see that David HaMelech splits it with Tziva and Mephibosheth. We're going to see that that's going to be a challenge over here. Vayomer Tziva, Ishtachavesi emsachem b'enech Adoni HaMelech. He says, I want to bow in front of you because I see that I found favor in your eyes. Uva HaMelech David ad Bachurim. So David HaMelech gets to Bachurim, and v'hinei mishamish yotzei mimishpachas beishol. Then somebody came out from Shaul HaMelech's house over there. Ushmo Shimi ben Gera yotzei yotzo mekalo. He came out and he's cursing. Va'isakeo ba'avanim es David ves kol avdei HaMelech David. And he's throwing stones at David and all the people, v'chol am v'chol gibor mimino mismolo, and he's throwing stones at them from left and right. V'chol amar shemi b'kololo, and Shimi was cursing, tzei tzei ish adam and vishabliyal, and he says, begone, you man of blood, you wicked man, begone from your melucha, says Mitzudas David, get out of Yerushalayim, because it's not you, you're a person who deserves death, you shed innocent blood, says Mitzudas David. Shimi was suspecting David HaMelech of having a hand in the death of Abner ben Ner, and Ishboshes ben Shaul, says the Radak, and so some people are also, and the Abarbanel says he was also talking about the death of Uriah Achiti, and he also called him a Rasha, says the Abarbanel, the Malbim, and the Rabag, because of what happened with Bathsheba, and certainly, Heshev Alecha, Hashem called the Beis Shol, Hashem Alachta Tachtav, Hashem is punishing you for all the blood of the house of Shol that you took over, and that's why Hashem gave the ruling to Avshalom your son, you're in your own evil, you're an evil person, you're being punished in threefold manners. When you took the kingdom, it was Hashem who gave it to you took it, but Hashem gave it to Avshalom. Shol was removed, he didn't suffer the indignity of having it taken by his own son. And by the way, also, Shaul was not forced to see it, and you are. So you should just know, you're in your own issue, you're a terrible person, you have to see your own punishment. So by the way, Vayomer Avishai ben Tzruya al HaMelech, so Avishai ben Tzruya says, Lami kalal HaKelev HaMei, says Esadoni. He says, I understand, why is this dead dog supposed to be able to curse Esadoni HaMelech? Ebronava Siras Rosha, let me go ahead and take off his head. In other words, somebody who is Mekalal, the king, says the Abarbanel, deserves the death penalty. Vayomer HaMelech, so the king says, listen, Mali V'lachem b'nei Tzruya, right? What is it between you and me? Why is it that you always go against what I want to say, says Mitzudas David? Right? No one, and the Abarbanel and the Malbim say, no, no, no. What he means to say is, why is it that we have to care? Right? Hashem said, curse David. So who has a right to say otherwise? Hashem is the one who decided that I should be embarrassed this way. And so he's cursing me. He's a shliach of Hashem. So Rashi comments over here and says that David believes Shimi actually got word from Hashem to curse him. That it's not possible that somebody is the head of the Sanhedrin, Shimi ben Gera was the head of the Sanhedrin, it's not possible that he would curse a king unless Hashem told him to do so. It would be such an obvious avera. He said, listen, you don't want to listen to me, said David HaMelech. So he repeats it in front of everyone else. Right? He says, look, my son wants to capture me and make me a subordinate to him, says the Abarbanel. Be'afkiata ben Ayemini, right? And he says, look, what do you care about? What do you care about the Benjaminite over here, Hashemi ben Gamer? Anicholo, leave him alone. Be kalo ki amar lo Hashem. Let him curse. That's what Hashem told him to do. La yira Hashem ba'evoni. Maybe Hashem will see the tears in my eyes. And he will allow something better to take over today. So David and his people went on the road. They're walking on the lower level, and Shimi is walking on the hilltops opposite him. He's cursing and he's throwing stones, and the people aren't budging. And when he ran out of stones, he just threw dirt and dust. The king and everyone was there. They got tired, and he refreshed himself when he got to Bachurim, says Rashi. So what happens? So Avshalom comes with everyone into Yerushalayim, and the advisor Achitofel comes with him. So Hushai comes along. He says, let the king be praised. Avshalom says, this is how you treat a friend? He says, I understand, why didn't you go follow David HaMelech? Hushai didn't lie outright. Avshalom assumed that he was referring to him, but Hushai meant Yechi Amelech, meaning Amelech David. So Avshalom says, why didn't you follow? By Hushai Elo Avshalom. So Hushai said, look, no, that's wrong. He asher b'char Hashem ba'amaseh v'chol ish Yisrael lo ye v'ito eshev. He says, I follow Hashem. If Hashem chose you to be king, then that's the one I will do. Furthermore, Vashenis lemi ani avod alo lifnei b'no. And not only that, I believed that I follow the servant of my friend, the son of my friend. Kasher avaditi lifnei avicha kena yel lefanecha. And the way that I served your father, that's the way I will be again. And again, he didn't serve Avshalom. He just said it'll be in his presence. Right? So Avshalom says to Achitofel, tell me what should we do? So Achitofel turns and he says to Avshalom, listen. Right? He says, Boel pilagshe avicha asher iniach lishmor habayis. You should take those 10 pilagshim that were there to supervise the house. And you should go and be with them. And you should do yourself, right? I want you to create a breach between yourself and your father, which would assume that there would never, ever, ever have any attempt to reconcile. The Medrash assumes that Achitofel hoped to become king. And so he actually wanted to bring something about whereby the two parties would fight each other to the death. They'd kill each other, and he would take over, right? So Achitofel said, "Go to be there in front of all of Am Yisrael, and everyone here that you're sick of your father, and they'll realize that this will be stronger." Right? And that will be a fulfillment of what Nasan HaNabi told David, you did the Aveira in private, and I'm going to do it Le'inei Kol Yisrael. V'yatu l'Avshalom ha'ol al hagag. So they set up a tent for Avshalom on the roof. V'yavo Avshalom el pilag she'aviv Le'inei Kol Yisrael. So he went alone into the room with each of the pilagshim, and everyone was able to see. And which Gog was this? So the Medrash points out it was the same Gog. It was the same roof that Bathsheba, that David had seen Bathsheba bathing in. And by the way, says the Psukim, the advice of Achitofel, which he offered as if it was the word of Hashem, so too was all the advice both to David and to Avshalom. And we're going to see that that's going to be a certain challenge, because in the future we'll see that Achitofel's advice, it was perfidious, and we'll see that certainly it was something that will ultimately bring about Avshalom's downfall. We'll discuss that when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.